right. It is a chilly day out there on this Thursday morning, but we're going to go to our WHBC Newsline right now and bring in Stark County Commissioner Janet Creighton. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Pam. I hope the weather gets warmer. I'm ready for the sun.
I can't take it anymore. Mother Nature's got to get on board.
That's right. That's right.
So
we have been very busy. This must be the week for meetings and for decisions. And so I'm going to jump right into it, if that's okay.
Please do.
So we had budget meetings this week for our capital side of the ledger. We had 80 requests for over $6 million. But this week we heard from the Fair Board and the Sheriff and IT. But I just wanted to remind everybody, we are going to be entering the season here pretty soon of the 175th Stark County Fair. Can you believe that? 175
wow.
years. And they came to us with various requests. Everything from paving to lighting, security, computers. So we'll be reviewing all those things along with what the sheriff had requested. And IT, we will continue our hearings on Monday. I think we have the Board of Elections, and of course the other ones kind of escape me right at this moment. Facilities, and you know how important that is because we love keeping all of our structures in good shape and in good repair. So that started off our week with budget hearings. On Tuesday, something new, the legislature decided to pass a law that we needed to have a 911, we all know how important 911 is, a review committee. And in doing so, they required us not only to have a commissioner, but the largest city represented, the largest township, another appointee by the commissioners, and of course the sheriff. So we met on Tuesday to review our current plan, and I'm happy to tell the public that really Stark County sets the pace once again. We're kind of ahead of the curve. We do things right. We have our plan into them. We all agreed on it, and we also submitted our financial plan, which we are required to do. So it's just another step in, more legislation. And sometimes we scratch our heads, too.
But there are rules to follow, right?
But there are rules. That's exactly right. And Stark County wants to make sure that we are in compliance with the law and that, we're doing. And we really appreciate the leadership of Tim Worsler. I know you talk to Tim all the time from EMA, and he oversees the 911 levy that, that we put out every 5 years, very minimal amount of money. But, there again, we have to follow what the legislature requires us to do.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had not only our regular meeting, but we had a public hearing for the community development block grants. And as you know, those are ways that we can help other entities with some dollars that come in from HUD. And in doing that, we heard their presentation for the CDBG money and the home money. And also we heard yesterday from Valerie Watson, who is our fair housing director. And, Valerie really keeps her eye on the fair housing updates and gave us an update and just wanted to remind all of us that, we need to be fair when we are fair housing. And really brought us up to date on that. So we don't know yet, Pam, how much we're going to get from HUD, but we are expecting, at least last year, we got $1.3 million in CDBG money, and we got over $1 million in the home fund. So we're awaiting that, and until we get that final designation by HUD, we will not be able to distribute the money or make our final decision.
Okay.
Okay, so then lastly, we had our meeting yesterday, and we always go through our routine procedure, but two things kind of jumped out at me, and I mean, they're minimal, but I think it's interesting that people know how we also collaborate. I always love to use that word because we do collaborate in Stark County, but our Job and Family Service actually goes to the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank 2 times a month. And they go to the food bank in the hopes that they can help educate and give information to those that utilize the food bank. But that's just another demonstration of them setting up a table, being there to answer questions, and so people don't have to come to them. So anybody using the food bank on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, please make sure if you have questions, you think you might be eligible for something or you just don't know, see someone from Job and Family Services. So that's another collaboration. And then lastly, I'm happy yesterday to learn that not only did our sheriff send someone, but our EMA sent someone to Logan County, you know, that devastation mm-hmm. of that tornado. But by reaching out and helping other counties, if hope it never happens to us, but if it does in turn, you know, I think that they would be reciprocal.
Yeah, absolutely. And we posted some of the pictures that they took while they were there from the drone. They used the drone.
Right.
Oh, it's pretty.
So, you know, I still say we do things right here in Stark County. We're appreciative of naturally of our taxpayers. We just came off of an election. We saw some ups and downs and, you know, but that's their choice is to go out and vote. I encourage everyone. We're coming upon a big election in November. Make your voice heard. Go out and vote. And it's never too early to get involved.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And maybe the next time you and I talk, it'll be like 70 degrees. How's that sound?
Well, I hope so. And you're in charge of weather, so I'm going to hold you to it.